Greetings to you all. On the day of your departure, on this most unusual relief voyage to Marion Island, Judy Beaumont here, Deputy DG of Oceans and Coasts, to wish you well at the start of your voyage. I would like to start by acknowledging your commitment and determination in these extremely unusual and difficult circumstances of the COVID-19 pandemic. As you know, we had to get special permission for this relief voyage to proceed with a reduced crew and expedition team to deal with logistics, maintenance, and overwintering. Sadly, there will be no field science activities this time round. This was a very difficult decision to take, considering the global significance of the Marion Island scientific data sets that go back for 3 or 4 decades. So to all of you that made it possible to get us this far, I salute you. To the reduced Marion 77 expedition team, including scientists from the South African Weather Services and the South African National Space Agency, to the team from the National Department of Public Works and Infrastructure, to the departmental coordinating team with the departmental coordinating officer, Mr. Shiran Watson, who worked tirelessly during the quarantine period, his assistant, Mr. Sibusiso Mambi, who will also oversee the technical work, and Mr. Mazizi Salmani, the waste technician for the voyage. To the medical doctor, Dr. Donna McTaggart, the ultimate heli crew, the AMSOL crew, and the teams that assisted in the packing, sanitizing, and loading, including a team from Working on Fire. Thank you for making it possible to get us to this point. The 2 weeks of quarantine and near isolation has been extremely difficult on all of you. And again, I want to appreciate your patience and cooperation in seeing it through. We had to get expert advice on the procedures to be followed, and we're working in a situation of limited and changing information on how best to ensure that the team would be safe and free of the virus in the lead up to departure and for the duration of the voyage. I had knots of anxiety in my stomach awaiting your test results, and we were all so relieved to receive the wonderful news of 100% negative test results, everyone free of the virus. I want to send a special farewell to the 5 amazing Marion 77 expedition members who, for the first time in the history of the program, are experiencing a different, unexpected, and never been done before kind of voyage. Thank you so much for grabbing the bull by its horns without hesitation and tackling this challenge head on. I'm equally grateful to your family, friends, and loved ones for allowing you to serve the nation even during these trying times. In absentia, please convey my heartfelt gratitude to them. Realebocha, giabonga, dolivua, baie dankie. Please also convey my heartfelt gratitude to the Marion 76 team, those returning and also those that heed the call to remain behind. Their sacrifice, generosity, and display of the love they have for the program is visible to all. Another big thank you goes to the AMSOL team for all the hard work from the day the passengers started quarantine. It was not an easy journey, but you tolerated our endless requests that resulted in sleepless nights and long days, running around during lockdown to source supplies. I'm also grateful for your help in availing personnel who will assist in waste management and other duties. To the dev team behind the scenes, thank you. You have found your way over or around the many stumbling blocks in our way. Let me end by saying I look forward to seeing you on your return from the relief voyage and expedition when the COVID-19 storm has abated. Until then, I call upon you to continue practicing social distancing and safety precautions at all times. Wash your hands, sanitize over and over, wear your gloves and masks, and practice social distancing. It's not over until it's over. Safe sailing and everything of the best in your different spheres of work.